The International Prize for Arabic Fiction was awarded last night at the Abu Dhabi International Book Fair. The award is also known as the Arab Booker Prize and is designed to bring contemporary Arabic literature to a wider audience. This year it went to a Saudi novelist named Abdul Hal. The world's Jeb Sharp has more.
Abdul Hal won for his novel Spewing Sparks as Big as Castles. The judges called it a brilliant exploration of the relationship between the individual and the state, which gives the reader a taste of the horrifying reality of the excessive world of the palace. Judge Frederic Lagrange says it's written from the point of view of a torturer.
A torturer working for a mysterious master of the palace. And, of course, the whole novel has to be analyzed and taken as an allegory of probably first Saudi Arabia, but the Arab world as a whole.
Lagrange says the novel tries to give voice to those who don't have one.
There is a wonderful symbol of this in the scene of the cut tongue. The mother of the narrator has her tongue not so accidentally cut while falling, and then she puts her own tongue in the freezer and her sister-in-law actually takes the tongue and gives it to the cat.
Abdul Hal is well known in Saudi Arabia, where he's a fixture in the Jeddah literary and cultural scene. Khalid Al-Maina is the editor of the Arab News there.
He's about 50 years old. He's a novelist. He has been writing novels and short stories, and he's written quite a few articles, daily articles. He's a man who has been termed a liberal by many of the hardliners. He is a small man, a very quiet, Hercule Poirot type of figure, but he wields a very strong pen.
Mohsen El-Massawi of Columbia University calls Hal's work a kind of protest literature.
It is not confrontation or an affront, or as some people would like to call it, but I would say it is a kind of protest in literature in order to shed some light and to focus also on issues that are rising and becoming serious issues.
Abdul Hal's work may not be directly confrontational, but it's sensitive enough to get his books banned inside his own country. But Khalid Al-Maina says that doesn't stop people there from reading them.
You cannot stop, because anybody can get any books. If his books are not published here, you can just drive 25 miles across to the country, Bahrain, and buy his books there. You can go to Egypt, so all over. And books come in through Amazon, and they come in through all kinds of publishing houses. So it's a futile attempt at trying to stifle the voice of someone who means well and who wants to do something for society through his words.
Abdul Hal is the first Saudi to win the International Prize for Arabic Fiction. He says he hopes the prize will win him new readers for Spewing Sparks as Big as Castles, as well as for the 9 novels he wrote before this one. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.